Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, check this out. Chuck the Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DOC, the Diggy Diggy motherfucking God.
Yo, what's up? This is your boy, Z-Man.
What up, yo? This is E-Shot.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
It's your boy, DJ Paul KOL from 36 Block.
Young Busy Bone.
Vice Warp.
It's your man, Mastermind of Hellraiser.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Red.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross, and you're listening to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
It's the Murder Master Music Show. Hip-hop is dead, but we don't resurrect it. You follow what lamestream says, but here it gets rejected. If you wearing tight jeans, don't expect to get respected. I'm from a time where wearing black was always on your checklist. From a time where faggots get checked if they reckless. From a time where if you got too much shine, we snatch your necklace. This real shit here, Illuminati, fuck the industry. We represent the street and they respect our street ministries. Take no shorts and cut the middleman, literally. This hip-hop savior, our birth scenes like nativity. This a place where no one sells out for relevability, and the masses can get a chance to explore more creativity. You gotta be kidding me, if you call that hip-hop. Niggas with my spades and fluorescent flip-flops. We killin' big brother, cause we know he watched. You don't like what I'm doing, then you can suck mine. And you don't
Murder
stop.
Master Music Show. It's the Murder 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 Master Music Show.
Episode 292, Murder Master Music Show. What's up? This is Prez. Got the homie Mac J on the line. How you doing, man?
Yeah, I'm good, Prez. Man, we creeping up there.
Yeah, man, who would have thought 292 episodes? You know what I'm saying? Crazy. About 100 episodes ago, we had some really crazy motherfuckers on the show by the name of the Flatline. These guys go back eons, you know what I'm saying, and they're back, you know what I'm saying. They sent us some dope fucking music. We're going to get off in a track soon, but we got them back on the show. Let's bring them on. Flatliners.
What's good? Well, right now you got Jay Simmons of the world-renowned Simmons family, better known as Red Rum of the Flatliners. You know what I'm saying? We're waiting for my man, Gravedigger, to give a call.
That's what I'm talking about. What's up, Red Rum? How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. 2016. It's good to be back from the dead here to get our bread.
Hell yeah. I mean, you guys, you know what I'm saying? You got this new album called Six. How's it doing?
It's doing pretty well, man. We broke it up into three parts, so that way we can, put out the first part, give people some time to get accommodated to the fact that we're back, because a lot of people don't even believe it until they hear it, you know what I'm saying, when they hear it. And also to just, you know what I'm saying, get back into the flow of expressing this horrorcore, you know what I mean, which is our pride and joy. So now we got the first chapter of Six out, six joints on there. We released it on 6-6, you know what I mean, 2016. And we're getting a lot of good response from it, and I personally feel good about it, which is the best part for me.
Oh, it sounds like all the numbers align perfectly for you.
it's about alignment. It's about personal alignment, the details. The devil's in the details.
See, it was strategic, because I remember when we had you out last time, you had some dope tracks we were playing as well, and I was wondering, what's their next move going to be? What are these guys going to do? You dropped a video, too, that I saw, which was dope. I forget the name of it, but you've been doing a lot of stuff. What about shows? You guys been doing any touring or anything like that?
We did a couple of little individual shows, but we got a tour coming up in October. That's going to be with Twisted Insane. That's going to be with Mars and my man's from Camp Crystal Lake, upstate New York. So we're looking at mid October for that. We don't have all the destinations solidified yet, so I'm gonna hold off on that. But it's going to be a pretty extensive tour. We're probably going to be going for a month.
Wow. Wow. And that's, you know, here you are 20 plus years later doing the same thing. How do you explain the longevity? Like, where
I wouldn't even say it's the same thing, man. I would say it's an evolution.
Many years. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I wouldn't even say it's the same thing, man. I would have to say it's an evolution. You know what I'm saying? We weren't necessarily gone. Everybody was just doing their own individual thing. And you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
See, the thing about it is we may be artists, but it's just every day we just express ourselves from, it's just the way we, it's the lens upon which we look at the world. You know what I mean? So every day we look at the world in probably a vastly different way than most people do. You know what I'm saying? We look at this whole place that we live in as hell. You know what I'm saying? And all of the things that you see going on in it is representations of that. So in our music, we just try to express what we see and what's going on in the world in our music. You know what I'm saying? So basically, we've been expressing it, but now it's time to get back into putting it into dope music.
Right, right.
Yeah, most definitely. Well, let's give them a first taste. I want to let them hear this one, Let Me Out Part 2. Tell everybody about this one.
It's not even part two. It's just Let Me Out. I'm sorry. When I sent you the file, you know what I'm saying? This was a second version. You know what I'm saying? But this is the, it's just
okay,
Let Me Out.
Got Let Me Out. Okay. What's the deal with this song?
Well, this song is just basically, you know what I'm saying, inside of all of us is a being that's just trying to get out and express themselves. You know what I'm saying? So that's what this joint is about. Let that being out and let him express himself. You know, it's actually one of my favorite joints off Six.
This is off the album Six, which is available right now. I assume it's online. Do you have physical copies of it as well?
Yes, we have physical copies available at theofficialflatliners.com. And we also, you could download it from our website as well as iTunes, Rhapsody, you know, all of the major digital outlets.
Well, you heard that, people. There's no reason not to get this. We're going to play the track, then we got more right here at Red Rum Murder Master Music Show. Don't go nowhere. UGSforlife.com.
Get it.
Shout with your mail, let them out. And now that he out, he erase all doubt. Neither gonna be a monster or a mouse. Bitch ass niggas. the mouth. Better lock your door or lock in the house. And the pig gets punched and stuffed in the south. Really big gun gets stuck in his mouth. And the head gets now blood in the couch. And the body get dragged through the gravel in the crowd. And tossed in the garbage like Oscar the Grouse.
That's what I'm
yeah,
talking about.
Yeah, they spin that shit. Hell yeah.
Yeah, Red Rum, man. That was cool, man. That was cool.
Yeah,
that was dope.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you. Thank you, fellas, man. I personally like that joint myself. Got a lot of energy. We actually shot a video for that. We do all of our own editing, do all of our own video shooting, all of our own music. We do everything, man. We just hate waiting for other people. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you guys definitely, you definitely did your thing with that, man. I can't wait to hear the rest of the album. But the EP is out now. We all know that. So people that are listening, go out and get the motherfucker. It's available online everywhere, or you could also go to your website. Give them the website again.
Theofficialflatliners.com.
Flatliners
with a Z.
Get the physical copy as well too. Don't just get the digital. Get the physical.
Oh yeah, the physical
liner
got some
notes.
Beautiful artwork, man.
Yeah, pretend like you're back in the 90s. I still prefer CDs. I mean, don't get me wrong. MP3s are convenient. They're easier. But I still love the fuck out of CDs.
Yeah, you know,
it's nothing
like
the physical
copy,
man.
Yeah,
it's like the difference between reading a book and reading a book online. You know what I'm saying? It's good to have the actual book in your hand. You know what I mean? It's good to have the actual physical copy in your hand, to hold it, to see it. It's like memorabilia.
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. You know what I'm saying? And you got the tours popping off. You're getting, stuff coming out. What about another project? Are you going to have a full-length album or solo?
Well, the next we got probably in a month, we're going to be dropping the second chapter. We're finishing that up right now. So we're going to be dropping that in another month.
In another month. Wow. Wow.
Yeah, another
That's
month.
Crazy.
We're going to be dropping the second chapter.
Yo,
and this is crazier than the first joint. And the first joint is retarded.
It's, we usually like to interview people that got an album out already or people that got an album coming out. You got both. That's dope as shit.
Yeah, well,
you know what I'm saying?
Man, thank you, man.
Our strategy
this time is just to keep putting out music, man. Because again, man, we're just doing it because we love to do it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's just what we like to do, man. We just love to express ourselves. And again, we all live in our own little personal lives here. So doing our music is an escape from the humdrum of this regular bullshit that's going on. Particularly now, man, ain't shit to listen to out here, man. Unless you go listen to some listen to old school artists or old school hip hop. I've been in my Sean Price lately. You know what I'm saying? I've been in the old Sean Price stuff. Rest in peace to the God,
right
Sean
now.
P. Yeah.
Rest in peace. It's definitely fucked up the mainstream music. You gotta to find the good stuff. You gotta go in the underground. You gotta go beneath the ground. You gotta go,
underground is taking them underground. You know what I'm saying? That I don't even know what the fuck these rappers today is talking about, man. Shit is retarded, man. Niggas got pink hair.
Like,
you know what I mean? And fucking wearing dresses.
The NBA is all fucked up too. It's like, what are y'all doing?
Well,
in
I'm saying this is
childhood?
Part of. Part of the satanic agenda. This is part of the satanic agenda. What is satanic? You know what I'm saying? What is godly? Godly is anything that's natural. You was put here a certain way. You know what I'm saying? To change that is satanic. That's going against how God put you here in perfection. So to go against that is satanic. So that's why I say we living in a satanic era. Satanic agenda is being played out now when you see grown men wearing dresses and acting feminine. You know what I'm saying? It's just ridiculous.
Right.
It's just not natural.
Like
nobody,
and shit, you know
yeah,
what
nobody
man?
Can't tell me nothing,
shit.
Man. See, people try to come down on you and all that, but don't can't tell me nothing, man. Shit ain't natural. Shit ain't godly. You know what I'm saying? Shit is not of a godly nature. It's of a satanic nature. Anything that is not is go against that nature is satanic.
Coming
you
from
know what I'm saying? So that's
coming from Red Rum of the Flatliners. I mean, that's deep. I mean, because you guys, the whole, you know, whenever you came out, you know what I'm saying, it was all about Satan. Did you back
well,
then
people,
not know
people
or not
thought,
think that, okay, it's going to be like this now?
It was
you,
never,
I mean, like back then, did you think it was something else?
I've always known that it was going to progress upon this time here. If you study anything of a biblical nature, it tell you that all of the high societies developed to such a way where there's a lot of homosexuality, a lot of immorality developing during those end times. So during the time before Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed, it was a whole, what you see today going on was what went on before Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed. What you see today going on is what you saw in Babylon before that was destroyed, before the Roman Empire was destroyed. These are all, this is a theme that is being, that's being replayed today. And this place is about to be destroyed if you just look around. That's why the album was called USA. The first album was called USA. Under Satan's authority. Not we're under Satan's authority, but the USA is under Satan's authority. And that's what we're seeing played out today. So we just here to express that.
I mean, that's dope as shit. I mean, that's kind of like Eazy-E and NWA, we go fuck the police, and look where we're at today. It's fucking, it actually got worse. I mean, it's dope that you broke it down like that, because you were saying that back in 94, I believe, when the album dropped.
Yeah, but people wasn't ready for it then. Everybody was scared. Plus, at the same time, it was different forces that was at play. So we came in, first of all, we came in under the esteem the God Jam Master Jay brought the Flatliners into the game. So first of all, we come from hip-hop. As many people probably know, or for those who don't know, my name is Jamel Simmons. My uncle is Russell Simmons. My other uncle is Run from Run DMC. But the first person that took interest in the group, the Flatliners, was my uncle Jam Master, who I call my uncle Jam Master Jay. So, you know what I'm saying? We came in right after Onyx came in. We came in with Onyx. We was part of something called the Official Nasty Niggas. Us, Onyx, a dude named Joe Sinister, and a group called The Family. So then after that, my Uncle Russell seen that we were going to be, he seen the success that Onyx had, and they seen us as the natural evolution of what was next after Onyx. So then Russell and Def Jam jumped in on it, and then from that, that's when we became involved with commercial, with being, trying to, they tried to commercialize us. You know, they tried to promote us they tried to promote us in such a way that we wasn't trying to promote ourselves. They tried to promote us as the demons of hip hop, when we was never really stating or trying to put emphasis on the fact that we're demons. Basically, we was just trying to expose and express the occult themes in everyday life that people is not even paying attention to. You know what I'm saying? So it just opened people's eyes to different themes of spirituality and different themes of occultism that's going on every day that people have no knowledge of, but yet still are participating in.
Just left in the dark, you know what I mean? Yeah, completely, and don't have any knowledge. Do you think that maybe that negative light was cast on you because it was reflecting on what was going on within Def Jam, maybe?
Well, that negative light was cast upon us because all of those entities of commercialism are used by the disagreeable beings in order to promote their agenda. So Def Jam, nonetheless. Well, I mean, let's look at the name of it, Def Jam. I mean, come on. Even though you have what's called intonation, intonation means, first of all, it's a spell. What does a spell mean? How you spell things. How you spell things and how you say things equates to a spell. So when you hear the word deaf, I'm saying, even though they trick you and spell it D-E-F, what are you actually hearing? You're actually hearing the intonation, which is the important part of death. So what are we talking about? We're talking about death jam, or jams that are about death and killing, which is basically, if you listen to the shit that came out of Def Jam, is about killing, you know what I'm saying, and selling drugs and killing and fucking demoralizing women and breaking apart the family structure and all of those different things that we see was brought in with that wave of music, and Def Jam was at the forefront of that. I mean, it's undeniable. I mean, is it called Def Jam or is it not? Is death the word
on,
death, or is it not?
Right.
And later on, look who spearheaded it now. You got Jay-Z, who all you got to do is just type in Jay-Z Occult on YouTube, and 1,000 videos will pop up,
yeah.
I imagine. You know
but again,
saying?
Man, these dudes, what I've come to learn is during my tenure of being involved is that these dudes is nothing more than they're not the ones who call the shots. They don't call any shots. They just play their parts. Just like the president don't call no shot. Any president, whether it be a president of the United States or Jay-Z, the president of Def Jam, or president of a company, a president does not come into a company and change what the company is about. The president is hired so that he can implement what the company is about better. That's it.
Bigger corporate interests, yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Just like the puppet government in the United States. They answer to the big corporations, the billionaires, the elite. Yeah, I feel you. I feel you, man. That's real shit.
So that's just trickle down. Just understand that the music is just used to control masses of people. That's all.
We're going to go off in another track, but I just want to ask you this, though. With bringing all this into light, do you ever, I mean, do you still talk to your uncle, Russell, or Run? I mean, is there any kind of relationship between
there's a relationship. I just seen him not too long ago. But again, I chose a different path in life, so it's kind of like I separated myself from that for obvious reason. Because if you ain't a part of that movement, then, you know what I'm saying, you're going to be ostracized anyway. And just rather than not even deal with all that, I just chose to separate myself. Still my family. When I see him, hey, how you doing? You know what I'm saying? What's going on? How's the family doing? But it's as far as I'm free of trying to pursue that life, because it's a lie. It's a lie. I'm here to tell you from from coming into that world and being a part of it and working in Def Jam and being an artist on Def Jam. All you got millions of kids to be these artists and all that. I'm just here to let you know it ain't what you think it is, and you just gonna get caught up in something that you don't want to get caught up in. Every time you see them dudes, they looking sad. They slaves. They don't own anything. Nobody owns nothing in that world. Whether you think they do, they don't. None of them are allowed to own anything. They can own a number in a computer. They don't even own that, a number in a computer. And they can own a little bit of physical cash, but they can't even actually go get that. But there's no worth behind any of that stuff. It can be taken from them instantly because it's nothing but a number in a computer, and the cash has nothing behind it. People today, like I said, man, ignorance is the root of all evil. And people are ignorant as to how things work. You know what I'm saying? People don't understand how things work, how the economic system works, how things really work. You know what I'm saying? Well, if you did understand that, you would see that Dr. Dre could own the intellectual property, the name Dre Beats, but he can never own the company that actually makes the earphones, that has the physical things that make the earphone. You understand what I'm trying to tell you? So all the guys who you think own something, they own nothing. They own a number in a bank account that can easily just be taken away from them instantly, and has been in the past, has been for dudes who had 30 million or 100 million. Look at Suge Knight. Suge Knight,
right.
None of them own nothing. Bill Cosby can't
Sugar Ray Robinson died with just a championship belt and a chair. He didn't even have a bed in his fucking apartment.
Dudes can't own nothing. They're owned. If they did own something, it would be something physical. Anything that's wealth comes from out the ground. Wealth is gold, silver, physical things, food, zinc, copper, iron, you name it. Physical things that come up out the ground, but these dudes are not allowed to own any of that. They just slaves. They looked at, they got everybody food, and we all look at them and say, oh, they got something, but they don't own nothing. I'm here to tell you that. And for everybody chasing after being behind that, you ain't gonna own nothing. The only thing you own is yourself. The only thing you own is your own soul, but you can easily sell out away for nothing. And people do that today. So I just choose that. So for us, particularly for me, I can't speak for Dig and Tempest, you know what I'm saying? But for myself particularly, I'm turned off from that life, and I ain't chasing that life no more because I see what that life is about. So my music is just about me enjoying myself and expressing myself and in it giving a little bit of knowledge, wisdom, and understanding to people is pretty much what I like to do in my music. So, you know,
that's what it's about for me, man. Good fucking hip-hop, too. You know what I'm saying? Good fucking hip-hop.
Thank you.
We got another one here. Down here. Tell everybody
about
this.
Oh, yes, and this is another good banger. Down Here was one of the first joints that we got into. Basically, it's just about, you know what I'm saying, what is you doing down here? Are you in here in this real hip-hop world with us? If you're not, what the hell are you doing down here with these dudes out here? So go ahead and play that joint, let everybody hear. Y'all going to love it.
Right on.
Yeah, for life.
That's right. Yeah.
The strength of hardcore. Real hardcore.
What are you doing down here? The flatliners are coming.
We do party crashing and mad gas. We got a dark passion, but not into the grave trash. We got a skull fashion. Who asked if a brain bashing? Put the coons in the video. Ain't no time for casting. You make me put down this triple beam. I slice your ass. Smell the beans take off your head like Wolverine on guillotine. It's not just that I'm good with words. I'm good with smacking the shit out of a couple of herds and showing off a bird. I'm the equal balance of the horrors in the street. I'm the equal balance of a Jason Voorhees and a Meek. I kill thieves to the beat peep, I'm real deep in the street. I real creep, you thinking it's sweet, I'm knee deep in the heat. Similar to a wolf attack when I'm ripping the meat. Pause, of course, don't try to critique, I'm too unique. I hit him with the option, facially, get back to me. Packing heat, got the whole Brooklyn in the back of me.
What you doing down here?
Hear the devil's laughter. Funny how we underground, still be high as NASA. Me and all my masters, here in the hereafter. Have to let my fuck kill you faster than the NASA. My type of applause is I'll be clapping with the blaster. Block the shots to turn your noodle into pasta. Better leave them heathens lone, boy, ask your pastor. Master of the blackest witchcraft, watch me caster. Spell for all the favorite rappers, imminent disaster. Well, a caster, drop a bloodstone of jasper. These are the ingredients that call the body snatchers. The flatliners is back and we ass backwards. We the fucked around and they consider fear factors. We the trap rappers that actually will trap ya. Lazarus is risen, my nigga, the last chapters.
What you doing down here?
Another reason to go.
The hardcore shit.
Yeah,
that's hardcore shit. That's that shit we missing, man. That's that horrorcore. That's that horror themes mixed with hardcore hip hop, man. That's dope. That's another thing too. I want to say that the whole music industry uses horrorcore, even though they don't admit it. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got horror related themes inside of their music and in their imagery and videos, but they don't want to admit it. We created horrorcore.
You got these guys like, what's his name, Future, whatever, trying to do stuff that you guys did in the early 90s, Isham did in the 80s. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. Shout-outs to Isham.
Like, yeah, shout-out to homie Isham. Shout-out to Gangsta Nip.
Tech Nine.
They don't even
shout-out to Twisted, my man Lex the Hex Masters.
It's so easy to get online and say, you know what, let me type in this, and that. We just had a homie on yesterday. We were talking about the same thing. I was telling him that there's this white cat.
Schooly D.
You know, yes, Schooly D. We had Schooly D on. I was telling him there's this white cat who calls himself Ant Banks. It's like, motherfucker, Ant Banks was Too Short's producer.
Yeah, yeah.
What the fuck is wrong with
you? Yeah. You know, man, how it is, man. Yo, well, I'd like to give a shout-out to our producers, too, man. We working again with the legendary Rockwaller, working again with the legendary DR Period, my man Jay World, my partner Gravedigger. He's doing a lot of the production for us, you know what I mean? Shout-out to all our people. Shout-out to the FLM, Flatline Massive, you know? our peoples. Shout out to my brother Khalif, my man Omen. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Shout out to Dig and Tempest, man. They couldn't be here tonight. So I'm repping for the Miners, for my brothers.
It's all good, man. And you know, there's always going to be more times, man, because you guys are welcome here anytime. We actually got a caller here. I recognize this number.
Might be Dig.
No, this is the homie from France, Sinister. Lord Sinister,
okay.
What's up, homie?
Yeah. Hi, Hasko. Hi, Jay. Hi, nice. Yeah, I got a question. Yes, what do you think about the Memphis underground sound, or hardcore, Twisted Six Mafia, or the style they created? What do you think about that? Or the style of Sacktown, like Brother Lynch?
I appreciate anything that's creative. I'm sort of familiar with some of the music you talked about, Brother Lynch Hung. You know what I'm saying? Sort of familiar with some of his music. I'm familiar with Twisted Insane's music, Twisted Insane Clown Posse, Esham, Tech N9ne. You know what I'm saying? So, but how I feel about it is, I'm happy that anybody who's creative. Me particularly, I'm not too much into I'll cut your mother's head off me type of music. You know what I'm saying? But I like to listen to deep things that make me think. I like to listen to music that makes me think. Music that that expresses about occultism, you know what I'm saying? Music that expresses some of the deeper things and meanings of life that we and death that we have going on. That's the type of music personally I like to listen to. But you know what I'm saying, if it's good lyrics and a good beat, I'll listen to it, you know what I'm saying, and enjoy it as best I can. But pretty much I try to steer clear of the I eat your baby and all that other type of crazy shock value. Actually, it's funny. Mm-hmm. We just got into a beef with the dude King Gordy. We just got into over, I don't even call it a beef, but you know what I'm saying? Internet type dude beef, you know what I'm saying? Because we got some tracks coming out with Canadian based Real Wolf. So we got a joint coming out with them. Real Wolf, they do they hook up with underground and old school rappers, and they do videos for them. So we got the dude Tom. He was gonna put us on a joint with King Gordy, and I basically expressed that, you know, I don't really want to do joints with King Gordy because he got songs we talk about. He want to rape Justin Bieber and all this other shit. He in videos jerking off to pictures of Justin Bieber. And I was disrespect to homie. I don't really want to do a joint with him because that's not the type of music that I enjoy or that I would really do. You know what I'm saying? I ain't really interested in writing songs about raping young boys and all that other nonsense. It's stupid to me. You know what I'm saying?
Queen Gordy took it to offense
that we ain't wanted. Yeah, and then he tried to get on Twitter and fucking call us out and all that other dumb shit. But now how you can even possibly call me out when you gonna call yourself out? You in a video jerking off to a picture of Justin Bieber? Come on, man, it's fucking retarded, man. So I ain't really into that type of shock value stuff, man. I like deep introspection type stuff. So, but you know, but other than that, man.
Gangsta Lip was more on this type of this conscious lyrics sometimes. But what I thought about Memphis is the sound of the creator. His sound of Memphis sound is like Robocop, but in their style, it was very innovative, you know. Not only into lyrics, I think about the sound.
I think
sound,
all you guys got,
you know,
dope shit, to be honest with you. Each one has dope stuff. I mean, if you go through, you know, Esham's catalog, you're going to find stuff that is out. He has a song called Out
of Oh, yeah,
that
definitely.
Yes,
some of them do.
My man
is also Insane Poetry is my man, too, by the way. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
I fuck with Insane Poetry hard.
Yeah, Insane Poetry. Man, going through the classics. Doomsday.
I was just out in Colorado with Insane Poetry a couple of months ago. You know what I'm saying? Hanging out, man. Smoking big Colorado bud with Insane Poetry and shit. Him and Stump.
Guys. Let me shout out a couple people from Cincinnati, Ohio. I want to shout out the homies BKB and Relic Killer of Deified Records. They've been longtime supporters of the Murder Master Music Show. They definitely rep. I mean, they fucking love all you guys. dub scene. They want to work with all you guys. And people like that is keeping this, helping to keep this whole genre alive. You know what I'm saying? You need people like that on the forefront that says, you know what, we got to keep this music going.
Yeah, I respect everybody that's doing something different than mainstream hip hop, man, or what they call hip hop today. Anybody that's doing something different from the mainstream, I support them, except for King Gordy. I don't fuck with him. But everybody else, I fuck with. You know what I'm saying? Flatlines fuck with everybody else except for Queen Gordy. You know what I mean? But I want to give a shout out to my boy Flatline, Camp Crystal Lake. You know what I'm saying? He's our label mate. We got a new label, Horror House Records. You know what I'm saying? Horror House Entertainment. So we got Camp Crystal Lake. That's our label mate and partner. You know what I'm saying? So I want to give a shout out to my boy. You know, and that's it, man. We're just, you know, trying to live out here, you know what I'm saying, and enjoy life while we have it.
Hey, keep doing what you're doing. And we love to have you on the show. Last year, you know, I was just talking about Relic. We did a horrorcore roundtable right around Halloween. You know, so we had Gangsta Nip, we had Scanman from the Kill Clan Kazi. You know what I'm saying? We're going to do another one this year around Halloween.
Sounds good, man. I'm with you.
Isham, Gangsta Nip, and whoever the fuck else. You know what I'm saying?
I'm with it, man. Sounds great.
That's what I'm talking about, man. I'll tell you what, before we go, let's let them know about the album again. Six is available right now everywhere.
The album is Six, the First Chapter. And you can get that on iTunes. You can get that on Rhapsody, Google, Spotify, you know, all of the major outlets. But you can definitely go get a hard copy at theofficialflatliners.com. Also, go check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/flatliners, on Twitter, twitter.com/flatliners, and on Instagram, instagram.com/flatliners. So go on over there and join us, see everything that we're putting out, and be a part of our social network, be a part of our graveyard team. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm talking about. Hell of a show, hell of a conversation, touched on a lot of different subjects, a lot of substance, you know what I'm saying? Let's give them one more track, Off the Deep End, man. Let them know about this
one. Off the Deep End is just crazy lyrics, you know what I'm saying? This is joint. These days, man, this joint don't even have a hook. It's just fucking crazy. The lyrics is retarded. That's what the Liners is about, too, man. Hardcore lyrics. And that's what this joint is about, you know what I'm saying? I'm sure. We also have a video for this joint as well. So go check out all our videos on YouTube.
Right on, man. Go get that album, Six, available right now. It's Off the Deep End by the Flatliners.
The official flatliners.com.
What's that?
Good looking, fellas. I said the official flatliners.com.
Official flatliners.
Flatline Massive. That's right.
Get the physical copy, too. Don't just get the digital. Get the physical. This is Off the Deep End. We're out this motherfucker.
Peace.
Yeah. Flatliners 2016. Fuck as you mean. Get crazy in this bitch. Like, ow! I said, ow! Red rum. To Hennessy and different types of weed, I pledge allegiance. And fornication with the hottest hoes is my religion. Red rum corrupt these bitches with its twisted malfeasance. I referee the fights between the Antichrist and Jesus. Fight. Crookling is the region with the heathen. Stop your breathing and leave your grandma grieving. Flatliners, we are legion. Don't even mention
ready to weaken. I will not lose all control of my soul. Even if you tie me up, starve me out, and toss me in the hole. We all exposed to the danger. I drop jewels in the banger. That's why you're born in the ringer. I could never get bodied by a singer. Nigga, the true warrior that's in my bloodline. Got me resisted one time and running across the gun line. I'm ready to die for my slice of pie. These days, I'm ready to eat. I got the munchies. I've been smoking haze. I'm ready to bleed. I've been stacking nines, stacking K's. I knew what I